Ross Coulthard is an investigative journalist for Channel 7. He's got this show called 7 News Spotlight, The Phenomenon. It's all about UFOs. Now, with everything we've been seeing in the news of late about this, Ross, this is a massive story.
I can tell you, mate, it is the biggest story of the moment. There are people I've spoken to in the CIA, the Defense Intelligence Agency, every three-letter agency in America, and they are admitting that this is a massive story. And nobody's saying we're going to say there's little green men or aliens, but they are admitting for the first time that there is a mystery, a genuine mystery here, that frankly, for the last few decades, we've all been told was a load of bunkum. But now, for the first time, the US is admitting that its pilots are seeing really wacky stuff. They can't explain it. And it needs proper, serious, sober investigation, which I think is just amazing.
Well, Ross, why now? Why are they all of a sudden going, well, you know, it's right, they're releasing footage from, I think it was the US Navy, released some footage only a few weeks ago of something that they can't explain. Why now?
Well, that's the $99 question, Hinksy. It's basically because in 2017, the New York Times ran a story with leaked videos, which had been taken by US Navy pilots. There was one called the Tic Tac that you might have seen, which looks like a gigantic floating peppermint, basically just floating in midair that then zooms off at hypersonic speeds. That was taken on an AT-FLIR radar, a forward-looking infrared radar on a fighter jet. There was another one called the Gimbal, which seems to be stationary and just rotating around itself in the middle of midair, which isn't technically possible for any known aircraft. And there was another one called the GoFast, which was another one of a strange-looking object hovering just above the ocean and zooming across the ocean. All of these videos were leaked to the New York Times in 2017, and at the same time, it was revealed that there was a secret Pentagon unit that was secretly investigating UFOs. And this was wacky because we've all been told that since Project Blue Book in the late 60s, the US isn't interested in UFOs, that UFOs are a load of bunkum and all of them can be prosaically explained with mundane explanations such as, oh, I don't know, weather balloons, swamp gas, that kind of thing. But it turns out they've secretly, all these years, been collecting information and investigating these sightings. And finally, some of their pilots spoke out. There's a lovely man called Commander Dave Fravor, who's a real stud. He's a fighter pilot, F-18 fighter pilot, now retired. And he was the commander of the Black Aces on the USS Nimitz. And he describes ending up in a dogfight with the Tic Tac. He thinks it's initially a crashed aircraft, and he's spiraling down in his jet to see what it is. And as he's spiraling down, he sees this, well, it was a 40-foot-long white peppermint. That's what he says. He says it was like a gigantic Tic Tac peppermint. And he says that as he's spiraling down to engage with it, with his jet fighter, it sees him and it registers him and it's following him. So he's at 9 o'clock, it's at 3 o'clock. He's at 12 o'clock, it's at 6 o'clock. It's matching his turns. He's picking it up on his radar. It's picked up on multiple sensor systems across an entire aircraft carrier cruiser fleet, multiple sensor systems. At times, the objects around it, because there are dozens of other objects, are traveling at tens of thousands of kilometers an hour, turning on the corner of a dime, basically. They're literally turning right angles in an instant, instantaneous movements that are absolutely impossible for our type of aircraft. Any pilot would be gravy and mush and his plane would be a complete mess if he or she tried to do that. And so they've acknowledged this is a real thing. And the Pentagon's been forced to admit they've been seeing these things for years. And while we were in the States, they were seeing them as recently as just a few days before we spoke to some of the officials.
Because you spent a month going across the US investigating this, and you're speaking to people who are real, credible sources.
Look, I've been amazed. I mean, as you know, there's an enormous amount of goodwill towards Australia because whenever America has a war, we seem to gallop quite happily to go and fight it for them. So we're one of their only allies that consistently fights for America in wars. And so they're generally pretty nice to us. And so there was a lot of goodwill towards me as an Australian journalist, writing emails and letters to officials saying, listen, can I have a quiet chat with you? And a lot of them are prepared to privately admit, for the first time, they're actually using the A word. They're saying, this might be alien.
Wow.
And even some senior officials, like a former CIA director, James Woolsey, another former CIA director, John Brennan, they've actually admitted publicly that people are now openly talking in private circles in Washington, D.C., that the phenomenon that their pilots are seeing is genuinely unexplained, and that one possible explanation is that this might be extraterrestrial. We could be looking at a revelation that could change humanity's understanding of its place in the universe. It's that big. And the thing that really blows me away, Hinksie, is I've been looking over my shoulder thinking sooner or later other people in the mass media are going to catch up with me, because I've been looking at this now for 2 years. I've written a book about it, which is being published in August. And I'm really excited because the media's now woken up to the fact. The New York Times has been kind of like the lone jouster out there in the wilderness, tilting at the windmills. And all of a sudden, the Washington Post, Fox News, CBS, ABC, NBC, while we were there in the States, it just went bananas. And all of a sudden, people are coming out of the woodwork going, yeah, this is real. This is real. Now that you talk about this, yeah, it's real. And a lot of people are feeling much more confident and willing to talk about it because, to be honest with you, I don't really think there's a huge conspiracy there. I don't think that somebody in the U.S. government's sitting on a pile of secrets and trying to suppress them, although I'm sure there are secrets. I think it's more they're embarrassed. They don't want to admit that there is a superior technology operating in our skies, in our oceans, because some of these are underwater, traveling at hundreds of knots, and also in our orbit. And that's where it gets interesting for Australia, because we've got facilities that the Americans run in Australia at Pine Gap.
Yep, yep.
And we also help the Yanks out at Harold Holt in Northwest Cape. And boy, there have been weird sightings, Hinksie, at those facilities that nobody talks about here, but people in America have privately admitted to me they're aware of. There are anomalous, strange craft that have been seen over some of the most sensitive American installations in this country.
As part of this, you really did uncover the link between the US and Australia and this phenomenon as well.
There's a real link, I think, between nuclear weapons and UAPs, as we politely call UFOs, unidentified aerial phenomena. And it's interesting because all around the states, there are people that we've interviewed, like nuclear weapons launch officers, people who patrol nuclear facilities, and they describe these strange objects that are monitored by military, that they've been seen by soldiers, they've gone into official reports. This is not some crazy tinfoil hat lunatic making this claim. These are official reports that have gone to the governments. And people are saying to us that these are regularly seen near nuclear facilities. And what's interesting is, whilst Australia, you know what we're like in Australia, the Defence Department would keep a fabulous secret. But the thing about what's happening in Australia is you can often find out more as a journalist if you go to the States. And so I was amazed. I was talking to people in the US who told me about incidents that have happened in Australia that nobody's ever talked about. One of them, for example, is the Westall incident in 1966, where 200-plus schoolchildren and adults looked up on a playfield and saw three hovering metallic discs. Now, nothing has ever been said by our government about that. It's been consistently kept secret, whatever it is the government knows here. But boy, we learned some interesting stuff in the United States, and that's what we're talking about in our program on Sunday evening.
Well, it's interesting because I was at dinner with some friends last night and we were talking about this, actually, because we were talking about the show coming up. And one of them, who's a quite well-respected member of community, was telling me about when he worked in defence, and he had received a phone call because he was the duty officer saying that someone had just witnessed something take off near Geelong. And he thought, oh, it's just some crackpot, you know, ringing up. 20 minutes later, got a phone call from Northern Tasmania saying that something just landed on the beach. And it was described exactly the same way. It's just crazy when you think about so many reputable people now are coming forward and going, yep, I've had experiences.
I've spoken to servicemen and women in Australia's Defence Forces. When I was on Four Corners at the ABC, far too many years ago to admit, I think it was back in 1990, one of the people I interviewed was a very, very senior Air Force officer. And we were doing a completely unrelated story with the Air Force, and we were spending a lot of time with some very senior commanders. And one day they invited us for a drink in the mess. And what was amazing was one of them said to me, why don't you guys do a story about UFOs? And I thought, that's a joke. I said, I laughed, I giggled. I said, because UFOs are nonsense. And he actually said, no, they're not. He said, we've all seen them. And then he called over a whole lot of pilots and he started telling me all these stories. And what really amazes me is, as I've dug into this story, I've been writing a book now. The book, by the way, is called In Plain Sight. All good bookshops, 28th of July. But what was fascinating was, as I've dug into this story and I've spoken to defense people, I've spoken to special forces soldiers, everybody's got stories. And can I tell you an amazing story in Queensland that's just going to blow your socks away?
Yeah, please.
Another phenomenon that people in the American military have told, and they've said it's connected to UFOs, is cattle mutilations.
Right.
And when they said that to me, again, I laughed. This was in the States just a few weeks ago. And they said, no, there are 10,000-plus reports of mutilated cattle with surgically precise wounds that cannot be explained. I mean, without going into horrible detail, I feel so sorry for these poor animals because in some cases they've had the most awful things done to them. Internal organs have been removed. But the incredible thing is that they're completely exsanguinated. There's no blood on the ground. And believe it or not, there's a couple that we've interviewed in a place near Gympie in far north Queensland there who've had exactly the same experience. And Mick and Judy Cook on a farm in Gympie, they've basically told us how they've had these really weird sightings. So I take the photographs of what they've seen and experienced to former FBI investigators in the United States, former police investigators who investigated cattle mutilations for the American government. And they're shocked because it's exactly what they've been seeing in the tens of thousands of cases that they've investigated in the US. And I know this sounds crazy, and there's so many times in the course of my research where I've felt I've had to say that, you know, I'm not crazy.
Yeah,
I'm not a tinfoil hat loony. But this is for real. There is really a genuine phenomenon going on here. But what has been happening for so many years, and I plead guilty. As a member of the media, I plead guilty to this. I always just accepted it was rubbish. I accepted the claims of hard-bitten editors that this was something that you just ignored. But I don't think it can be ignored. And the thing about it that's really amazing now, the thing that has changed is that the Pentagon, the most powerful military on the planet, has admitted the phenomenon is real. They've said that there are genuine unidentified objects doing incredible hypersonic speeds far beyond known human technology, doing turns and maneuvers that are just absolutely impossible in any known human aircraft. And these are now being tracked on sensor systems, radars, at-FLIR imaging in ways that we couldn't previously do until just up to a few years ago. And now the evidence is incontrovertible. And that is why the Defense Department in the United States, and maybe in 100 years, the Australian Defense Department will actually admit the truth, which is there is something that's real. It's been there all along. It's been there in plain sight, which is what I've called my book. And it's amazing because, frankly, I've just had a ball. I've had an amazing time going around the States. And thank you for Channel 7 for facilitating it, because we've been able to uniquely interview top military officials, defense insiders, people who know what was going on inside the secret bureaucracies. And they're saying it's real. They're saying we may indeed have to brace ourselves for the very real possibility that the explanation for this is extraterrestrial.
When you were doing your research for this, and you were saying obviously you were a skeptic prior to, you know, doing this, were there moments you had to stop yourself and go, am I going a bit crazy? And were there moments that you had to kind of stop yourself?
Well, look, I'll tell you, there's a story that we tell on the weekend, and the story that's going to air on Sunday night on Channel 7. And that story talks about sightings that have taken place over a secret military base called the Harold Holt Naval Communications Station near Exmouth in Northwest Cape, Western Australia. And the interesting thing about that case is that not only did we find witnesses, when I started going through the records, I found military witnesses who'd given sightings reports to the Department of Air Force Intelligence inside the Australian Air Force. And it turns out that they're very well recorded. There's been archival cases where people have basically reported to government departments that they've seen unusual aircraft, hovering spaceships, basically, flying saucers, big black triangles, orbs hovering over military bases. And in particular, over bases like Pine Gap and Northwest Cape, which have allegedly got links to nuclear weapons deterrence. Something is taking an interest. We don't know what it is, or at least that's the position that the Americans are taking officially. I'm not quite sure I believe that. I think the Americans do know a bit more than they're letting on.
I have no
but
doubt.
I do think we're on the point of learning a lot more.
Ross, we're literally on the doorstep of RAF Base Amberley. Did that come up in your research at all?
Pinksy, I can tell you there is not one part of Australia that hasn't had an anomalous aerial. Yes, there are sightings around your part of the world. One of the most famous sightings in Queensland, full stop, is the Tully Nests sighting, which goes back to a farmer who literally described a craft, a hovering triangular craft coming up out of a swamp near Tully. There are sightings. I mean, one of the things that blew me away was to go through the archival reports in the National Archives and to go through the old government files on UFO sightings. And what astounded me was there are thousands of reports by military witnesses, civilian witnesses, well-recorded, well-investigated, recording numerous anomalous aerial phenomena, craft, objects with windows, with no visible propulsion system, doing maneuvers that people found utterly perplexing, tracked on radar, seen by military witnesses, photographed, videoed. And it's interesting because the thing I found myself doing, rather than thinking I was crazy, was thinking, why have we ignored this in the media? What's the reason why we haven't engaged with it? And it's interesting because when I spoke to people in the CIA, the American intelligence agency, one old-timer cheerfully admitted to me that there was a deliberate disinformation campaign that began in the 1950s and 60s. Because the Americans were so worried about the volume of UFO sightings, they weren't able to keep tabs on whether or not there were Soviet or enemy incursions into American territory. And so they actively created a policy to try and discourage people from reporting incidents. And so I think that what happened at places like RAF Amberley and all of the RAF bases around Australia is we followed that same policy. I don't think there's some Air Force general in Australia who's basically said, I'm going to cover up UFOs. But what I do think is that, to some degree, it's an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment because pilots see stuff. They can't explain it. And, you know, everybody wants their Air Force to be perceived as omniscient and to be powerful. But how do you explain if you're a general or an air vice marshal in the Air Force, how on earth do you explain to your bosses that... Yes, fighter jets are seeing things frequently, and I'm told they are. I'm told that Australian fighter pilots often see anomalous phenomena. They've seen similar objects to the Tic Tac that was reported by American pilots off the coast of both the east and the west coast of America. And I've spoken to pilots both in commercial airlines and also in the military who've told me that they've seen stuff. And I feel sorry for them because a lot of them are worried that if they speak out publicly about it, it's going to damage their careers.
Mm.
But what I can tell you is that there is a change happening in America. There is now a willingness. The Air Force in America has published a policy requiring pilots to notify of unidentified aerial phenomena because they've realized it's real. And the Pentagon has been forced begrudgingly, I think, to admit that this is a real phenomena. It never stopped investigating it. They've always investigated it. They never stopped after Project Blue Book. And there's been a secret investigation going on into the Pentagon to try and understand the technology that these objects represent. And unbelievably, the thing that did my head in as a serious insect investigative journalist was to be sitting in the room with quite well-known, prominent intelligence officials speaking to me confidentially, and they're talking about aliens. They're talking about extraterrestrials because they're trying to find an explanation for what this is. They don't think it's the Russians. They don't think it's the Chinese. But they're saying, irrefutably, now with the new phased array radar systems they've got, the AT-FLIR imaging, the combat weapon systems that most fighter jets have got, including Australia's, it's impossible to deny there is a technology far superior to known human technology which is operating in our skies.
Well, Ross, I think this is going to be a must-see on Sunday night, the phenomenon.
It's very exciting. I mean, I feel very privileged to be involved in reporting it, to be honest, Hinksie. It's been a joy to tell, and I hope people also, if they want more information, they're welcome to buy my book, which will be at good bookshops, 28th of July, in plain sight.
Look forward to getting a copy for that myself, because with what you're saying, I think, you know, it's kind of going to revolutionise what we thought of maybe the world and even the universe just from this information that's coming out.
Well, I mean, privately, mate, a lot of people are telling me they think it's ET, and I'm not ready to accept that until I see the evidence. I need to kick the tyres of a flying saucer before I believe that.
Yeah, but, you want to be standing there going, okay, and then you want to poke and prod them to make sure it's not just someone dressed up.
Exactly. But no, there is something very, very weird going on, and there has been a sea change shift in how the Americans explain it.
Ross, we look forward to seeing the show, 7 News Spotlight, The Phenomenon, 7 p.m. this Sunday on Channel 7 and 7 Plus. Mate, it's going to be absolutely fascinating, and thank you for sharing your story here this afternoon.
Pleasure to talk to you, Hinksie.